centralized control. Now, whether you want to call that socialism, Marxism, communism, or just immoral beyond redemption, it really doesn't matter. And let's just take a look what the love of money does. J.C. Penney, founded by James Cash Penney, a Bible-believing Christian, now has decided to reimagine its company, has departed from its biblical moorings, and is now promoting and celebrating homosexuality in its advertising for money. What will we sell our souls for, my friends? Immoral beyond redemption. Thanks for joining us here today on Viewpoint. Make sure you get your copy of Recession Proof Living, Practical Life Principles for Thriving in Uncertain Times. Your gift of $16 or more to Save America Ministries will put it in your hands. Also, Renewing the Soul of America, the $18 book for your gift of $15 to Save America Ministries. Get it on our website, saveus.org. Don't forget to become a partner. God bless you. Be a blessing. And let's get our act right before God.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismeyer. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views. And, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Dr. Jerome Corsi, who's certainly one of the people on the front lines, an investigative journalist, who is getting information out that you do not ordinarily get out through other sources. And he's been more or less fearless in bringing out the truth, although sometimes it's been, well, there have been lots of repercussions for bringing out the truth in times like this. Good evening, Dr. Corsi. Thank you very much for being with us.
Dr. Stan, good to be with you. Thank you.
Well, let's pick up the story we were going to talk about this evening. You go right ahead.
Well, I think we've been making some real breakthroughs in examining Obama's life and bringing out the lies and the, I think, the ineligibility to be president. One of the most startling developments in the last few weeks has been the publicist of Obama, the literary agent, who we now know that for 16 years, from 1991, until 2007, published a biography for Obama for his book, the literary agent, saying that Obama was born in Kenya. Now, that biography had to certainly come from Obama and was what he used to sell his first book, to publicize his book. Whenever there were interviews for those 16 years, Obama would hear read back to him the biography saying he was born in Kenya. Now, Obama didn't correct that until 2007 when he decided he was going to be running for president. And I think, Stan, that's a remarkable discovery because it's for the, either Barack Obama was lying then or he's lying now. But either one way or the other, he's lying about his life, which is, I think, the pattern that's common to all the issues we've identified about Barack Obama's nativity story and his life narrative. He's lying one way or the other. And it's startling to find that his own words and his own biography that Barack Obama authorized the literary agent to put out there that he was born in Kenya. And that, to me, is a remarkable development, don't you think so?
Oh, I think absolutely. And the other thing is, his own grandmother admitted that she was there when he was born in the hospital and in Kenya. And somebody had said, oh, no, was she really meant that she was there when he was born in Hawaii, because she's never been outside of Kenya. But well, they'll do anything they can to cover this up. And they come up with somebody. Go ahead.
Well, and I've sent agents. We had, you know, people go to see the grandmother who have worked for me in Kenya, who knew the grandmother, a native Kenyan who have known her for many years. And again, she has said repeatedly that she was Grandma Sarah. She was born, she was present when Obama was born in Mombasa. The story the grandmother has stuck to. The Kenyan government has now put a fence around this little town where she lives. They paid her a pension, but the grandmother tells the story. She was present when Obama was born in Mombasa.
Well, this means that everything about Obama, of course, is a lie, and of course, this is being covered up for by the controlled media. I think this is a beautiful example of how the media can coordinate and confuse the American people. Our guest is, of course, Dr. Jerome Corsi. And, of course, he has simply gone to the original books, one of the two books that had been written about Obama back in 2007, pointing out that he was born in Kenya. And, of course, that it was around for many, many years. And suddenly they decided, oh, it was all wrong. We'll be back in a moment.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients or the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 and the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Vitamin and Plant-Derived Mineral Complex, one bottle of Bone and Joint Enriching Osteo FX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus Essential Fatty Acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Dr. Stan is in the book had been written during the 2000s, certainly by... was the book that was written at that time, was that written by Obama's literary agent, or actually who wrote the book?
Well, I think that Jack Cashel is right. That first of all, Obama had a contract to write books going back into when he was a student at Harvard, and Obama could not write those books. I mean, I've confirmed this. Obama's publisher was Simon Schuster, who's also my publisher, the publisher that published The Obama Nation. And Obama simply could not produce the manuscript. He couldn't do the book.
So he got somebody else to write the book for him, saying that he was born in Kenya. Is that correct?
Yes, he got Jack Cashel to write the book.
All right, fine. So Cashel...
Jack Cashel said it was Bill Ayers who wrote the book. I'm sorry, Bill Ayers, the Weather Underground bomber who wrote the book.
Right, okay.
And what Bill Ayers did was, when Bill Ayers wrote Dreams of My Father, which now by Dreams... when Dreams of My Father was finally published, it was, 1994, and it doesn't really say where Obama was born in the book. It's interesting. It doesn't really give the birth location of where Obama was born. But at any rate, Jack Cashel has pointed out by doing the analysis of the text that the Fugitive Days, which is the book written by Ayers about Ayers' life, as a fugitive escaping justice, has nautical themes to it. Bill Ayers was a merchant marine. And so Dreams for My Father has all these same, almost identical wording of nautical themes. And it's like Bill Ayers used the Odyssey of Homer. This is the great quest for the identity of Obama that he's making. That's the motif of the book. And Obama is not capable of writing that kind of a book. It really is clearly the words of Bill Ayers. If Obama's second book, this whole Audacity of Hope, was nothing more than taking out his various position papers as a senator and reworking them to make them look like a book. I mean, I think you see basically that the entire literary career of Barack Obama, it's as fraudulent as the fictional life that we have of Barack Obama. And that's, I think, what you come up with finally looking at Obama, is that everything he said about himself is a lie. And it's a fictional identity as much as if you had an intelligence agency make up the character of Obama and present it to the American people. It's completely a fiction.
But now, who was it who said that he was born in Kenya? Was this a literary agent?
It was a literary agent.
Okay.
His literary agent, publicist, also a publicist.
Right.
In 1991, and for 16 years, until 2007, had the biography of Obama saying that he was born in Kenya and raised in Indonesia and Hawaii. And that was published, the catalog for the books that Obama wrote. It was used in interviews that Obama did. And the biography comes from the author. It's the author's responsibility to correct mistakes in the biography. So if the literary agent had this out for 16 years, it was because Obama was saying for 16 years that he was born in Kenya.
Well, then, what was the explanation when this was pointed out, and the fact that they had said up until the year 2007 he was born in Kenya? Did they say the literary agent was wrong, he got the wrong information, or what was the explanation?
The explanation was that the literary agent didn't do the adequate fact-checking, which is patently absurd, because the facts come from the author. And every author knows that. You fill out your own biography. And when you hear the biography over and over again, when you do interviews, when people write reviews of your book, and you read the biography that's published, you see your words about your life repeated. So if the literary agent had for 16 years the statement that Barack Obama was born in Kenya, It's impossible that didn't come from Obama. It's impossible that Obama didn't see it, and that if it was incorrect, he would have changed it. Obama wanted that to be his statement, because that either was true or the more interesting fiction he wanted to tell about himself at the time. And either way, he's lying. He's lying then or he's lying now. And that's what I'm pointing out, that everything about Obama and his life is a lie. That's the fundamental reality. But it's impossible, like that. You can't say Larry Agent made a mistake or didn't do fact-checking. I mean, that's just a ridiculous explanation.
Well, the great tragedy is that Sidney Barack Obama is one of the most powerful men in the world today. He is ruining our economy. He is pushing a radical socialism in America. He's appointed people to key positions in government, in each instance to increase the power of government over the lives of the people. He's ordering the murder of American citizens, and he's done this, as you know, with a 16 or 17-year-old boy who's never been accused of being a terrorist, who is simply over in Yemen looking for his dad, who may or may not have been a terrorist. But you don't suddenly order a drone attack on an innocent young man who has never been accused of being a terrorist. That is murder, and there's no statute of limitation on murder. And I would say without equivocation that Barack Obama is guilty of murder. And yet there's no outcry among the American people or even among our Christian leaders about his ordering the murder of a 16-year-old American citizen looking for his father.
Well, I think Barack Obama has finally, but I think back then we're turning the tide on Barack Obama. I think the American people are becoming aware of the lies he's told. I think finally the polls are going to change. And finally, we're seeing enough people realizing that the lies are there so that Barack Obama can no longer reliably get away with the control of the mainstream media. Shows like yours, the work and writing I'm doing at WND.com, WorldNet Daily, others, again, getting these themes out there. I think finally the American people are realizing we don't know. We fundamentally don't know who Barack Obama is. This is the reality. I mean, Joel Gilbert has done a very good film, DVD, a brand new DVD, saying that Frank Marshall Davis is the real father, a communist poet and a journalist who retired in Hawaii. Barack Obama mentions and treats my father as the mentor, the guy he spent time with as a kid. I think it's very possible that Frank Marshall Davis is the father. What I know is that even the Immigration and Naturalization Service in 1961 doubted very seriously that Barack Obama, the Kenyan, was the father. There's this remarkable letter in the INS file that says if Ann Dunham and Barack Obama are Kenyan, views that he's married to a U.S. citizen and U.S. citizen child is a reason to extend his visa stay, the INS is going to contest it. They're going to contest it because, first of all, there's no marriage license that ever was found for the two. They didn't live at the same address. And, the Kenyan Barack Obama had girlfriends, at the university. Now, all that is an indication that this was a sham marriage. A sham marriage that was arranged for immigration purposes. And there's no evidence that I can see. I mean, just put a picture of the Kenyan next to the president. They don't look anything alike. And I think the genetics don't lie. I think it's very unlikely that the Kenyan is the father.
Well, it's a whole thing is a tragic situation. But even more tragic is, of course, the fact that Barack Obama is the President of the United States, and the mass media in America is keeping so many of these stories quiet. Fortunately, we do have WorldNet Daily, and fortunately, we do have people out there writing books, writing articles, and they are getting out across America today. Now, our telephone number here is 888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295 if you have a question or comment for Dr. Corsi. But if you haven't read his book on the abomination, if you haven't read his book, Where is the Passport? I mean, this is, I think, a very excellent book. And if you read shortly after that book came out, and it's certainly immediately why Barack Obama released the full-length birth certificate. I mean, the title of the book is Where is the Birth Certificate? And, of course, Barack Obama released his full-length birth certificate. Only it was obviously fraudulent. And, of course, suddenly there's a tremendous controversy about that. There were articles appearing in the mainline media. And what happens? Immediately, why, of course, the government finds Osama bin Laden, sends a SEAL team over to Afghanistan or Pakistan to, I guess it's Pakistan, to capture him. The helicopter crashes and heaven only knows what happens. We're not allowed to see any pictures of Osama bin Laden. We're told that they've ascertained it was Osama bin Laden because they did a fast DNA test. Nobody's ever done a test that quickly, but they did the DNA test, and then they took his body and dumped it into the Indian Ocean. There's something wrong with the whole story, and I really feel it was all brought about because, of course, of that book that Dr. Corsi had written, asking, where is the birth certificate?
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Through his research as a veterinarian, Dr. Joel Wallach discovered that most health problems afflicting livestock can be prevented and even reversed. Many of these same health challenges also occur in humans. These too can be prevented and reversed. Doc's original formula, called the pig arthritis formula, alleviated all arthritis symptoms in animals. The same basic formula has been developed for humans, called the pig pack, which includes plant-derived minerals, a multiple vitamin complex, glucogel, and EFAs. Add to that Longevity's OsteoFX Plus, a proprietary blend of liquid calcium, magnesium, and glucosamine. Now you have the Pig Pack Plus to make up the 90 essential nutrients Dr. Wallach has identified as necessary for sustained good health and longevity.
For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Stan, our guest this evening is Dr. Jerome Corser. We're talking certainly about the very real question as to where Barack Obama was born. And of course, there's a great deal of evidence that he was actually born in Kenya. His grandmother says, and she's made this statement repeatedly, that she was there when he was born in Kenya. Then the mother, of course, it is assumed, flew to Hawaii, that she filed a statement saying her son was born in Hawaii, and she actually filled out the short-term birth certificate. It wasn't filled out by the hospital. It was filled out by the mother, and, of course, then, of course, this would be you being used today to certify that he is a naturally born American citizen. I do not believe he was. I believe that they're lying to us. I mean, why would the grandmother say that she witnessed the birth over in Kenya? And Dr. Corser has actually had people go over and talk to her, and she's made this statement of that qualification. Then, of course, we find that Barack Obama's literary agent for his first book, and it was written sometime in the 1990s. Suddenly, when they wrote up the biography, said he was born in Kenya, and that was then used until 2007, when, of course, Barack Obama found that his biography, which had been used for many, many years when discussing his first book, when Barack Obama found that the biography was wrong, and suddenly I wasn't born in Kenya at all. I was born in Hawaii. Everything is a lie. Barack Obama is a hardline socialist. He's doing everything he can to destroy our nation. He promised to get our troops out of the Middle East, and he's not done that yet. And our troops are still there and will be there in Afghanistan indefinitely. We have Janon calling from Texas. And Janon, what was your question?
Well, it seems that Dr. Corsi just said that Barack Obama Sr. may not have really ever been the husband of Ann Dunham. And so I find it kind of odd that Ann Dunham would go to Africa to have her child when, I mean, the mother of Barack Obama Sr. must have acknowledged that her son was the father to be present at the birth. I don't know. I just find it a little...
That's a very legitimate question, and of course there's a question as to whether, because the father was really the Kenyan, why, of course, a man from Kenya, why then would the mother have gone to Kenya to give birth to Barack Obama? Have you considered that, Dr. Corsi?
Yes, I mean, first of all, there has to be some really dark secret about Obama's birth that the family did not want known. And it's clear that the Kenyan Barack Obama was picked to be the father, at least the stand-in father. So even if he wasn't the biological father, Ann Dunham and the family had so much invested in this cover-up story that I think it would be very possible that Mother Ann Dunham went to Kenya to have the baby to make it appear more likely that the Kenyan was the father. She may also have thought, you know, I've also always thought that Ann Dunham kind of fancied herself she was going to be the Eva Peron of Kenya. She thought maybe even though the Kenyan may not have been the father, maybe she could convince the family that she should be the married wife and this should be the baby and that she should be the Eva Perona, Kenya. I mean, the cover-up story had to be maintained, and that would have been reason enough to go to Kenya to have the baby, even if the two weren't married.
Apparently the father was very influential in Kenyan politics. Is that correct?
The father was a...
The man who was supposedly the father.
Barack Obama, the Kenyan, was a student. He came over, really a socialist or communist. He came over prior to the airlift that Jackie Robinson put together. But he had aspirations of going back to Kenya, and with his economic knowledge advancing in the economic management of the country, maybe even ending up being president or running the country. It's just that he didn't have the talent to succeed. But he was very, Ann Dunham could easily have thought this was her ticket to stardom in a third world country.
Well, we really don't know, Janan. I mean, there's so many unanswered questions here. I think your point is well made. Anything else you'd like to say before we let you go?
If Dr. Corsi could please comment on the idea that Barack Obama was chosen from a very young age to play this role he's playing.
All right.
Sort of the Manchurian candidate idea. But anyway, I'll hang up and thank you.
Thank you so much. Again, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And Jenin wants to, Dr. Corsi, to comment on this idea that Obama was picked a long time ago.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Do you have a chronic disease that has devastated your life? If you do, you should contact the Envita Clinics. Their therapies can reduce the devastating side effects of chronic fatigue, heart disease, Lyme disease, fibromyalgia, and other persistent illnesses. Their experienced team is committed to setting a new standard in patient care. They're dedicated to bringing you the best of what's available in cutting-edge medical science. If I've stirred your interest, consider calling Envita at 866-830-4576. Or better yet, investigate their website at Envita.com. That's Envita.com. Or 866-830-4576. Envita at 866-830-4576. Envita.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4-6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here. I guess Dr. Jerome Corsi has written a number of books, Abomination, Where is the Birth Certificate? Did you write another book on the Obama presidency?
Yes, The Abomination, which was written in 2008.
Okay.
And I have a e-book called Saul Alinsky, The Evil Genius Behind Obama as well. That's out of, and Mike Zulu and I and the Sheriff's Posse have done A Question of Eligibility, also as an e-book.
Okay, fine. So basically there are e-books up there as well as, Chris, two hardcover books, both
correct,
of which you have, and I think both of which we carry now. Suddenly our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295 if you have a question. But Jenin, and I'm not sure whether that's Jenin or Janine from Texas, had asked a question. Is it possible that this is a long-term plan to bring Barack Obama to the presidency? Some people think that this has been planned for a long while, that he was going to become the president. What are your thoughts on that theory?
Well, I think somehow the birth, whoever was the father, and whatever the circumstances really were, this had to be considered by the socialists, by the left, to be an exceptional birth and one that they favored. I mean, look, Barack Obama says he did drugs in Punahou and got horrible grades, yet somehow he gets into Occidental College. Was he a foreign student? Who recommended him? Who paid for all these colleges? And again, he said Occidental, he did drugs. Now he's doing marijuana and cocaine. And yet he gets into Columbia. Well, who recommended him? Is he a foreign student? Who paid for it? What grades did he get at Occidental? And he gets into Harvard. I mean, these are exceptional privileges, and usually very few students get in. They have to have great grades, or they're very expensive schools. Well, how did Obama get these advantages? It must somehow or other, this was a inside job. I mean, Frank Marshall Davis, Joel Gilbert, DVD, Dreams from My Real Father, saying that Frank Marshall Davis's father would indicate that the idea was that because this was so central to the communists who created the Communist Party of America in Chicago in the 20s and 30s, that Obama was kind of a chosen son. And there's others who think that Malcolm X is the father. The truth is, we don't know who the father is. What I'm pretty confident of, you know, Dr. Stan, is when you put pictures of the Kenyan Barack Obama next to the president, they don't look at all alike. The Kenyan is very dark. The Luo people in Africa, and I've been to Africa, are very dark. They've got round heads. They're small people. They're both poor heads. And these characteristics, if genetics don't lie, these characteristics are not the president at all. Joel Gilbert is pointing out that the age spots on Obama's face that are developing are almost identical to Frank Marshall Davis. And the pictures of Malcolm X are very similar to Barack Obama in physical appearance. I don't think we know who the father is, but we do know that this is a child that had exceptional privilege and was advanced throughout his life, and we don't have any record. We don't know who funded these schools, who recommended him, what grades he got.
Well, one of the things that's always puzzled me, and we've heard this story, that he went to Columbia, supposedly went to Columbia, but nobody in the class with him remembered him. Now, was he there, what, for 2 years?
For 2 years.
Well, how could it be that nobody at his class, in that class, would remember him? That doesn't make any sense.
Even in the political science department, the guy who was the chairman of the political science department at the time says he doesn't remember him, doesn't remember any of the professors talking about him. You know, I mean, this is a total mystery. Obama is like a Manchurian candidate. The fact is, we don't even know his legal name. Is it Barry Satoro? Is it Barack Obama? Who's in the White House? Who's his father? How did he get in all these schools? Did he quit doing drugs? And, you know, I think the issues are out there. Now we're finding that even Larry Sinclair, who accused Obama of having homosexual sex with him in 1999, two incidences, a limousine and a hotel, and doing cocaine, Larry Sinclair is winning his defamation cases in the federal district court. Federal district court just threw out a defamation case that Larry was lying, saying he was not lying. And the lie detector test that Larry failed, part of the claim that was thrown out by the federal district court, Larry claimed that Axelrod, advisor to Obama, paid $750,000 to rig that lie detector test. And that was part of the libel case, and the federal district judge threw it out, saying that Larry was not clearly lying when he made these statements. I would report on this at WND. This is very critical. I mean, what if it turns out that Barack Obama or Barry Satoru, whoever he is, not only, you know, raised as a Muslim in Indonesia, raised by communists, far left of socialists, like I pointed out, an abomination, but also bisexual and denying it, refusing to allow the American people to know it. Living that lie, too. And how many lies are there about Obama? We really don't have a clue who this guy is, but if he does win a second term, we will not have the United States of America as we know it. I'm confident the First Amendment will be gone with the radical left. The Second Amendment will follow it. Fourth Amendment will follow it. We will not have freedom. Someone like me will be banned permanently because the left does not tolerate criticism. Left has politically correct statements, and it's okay for the left to question George Romney's natural-born citizenship status, his father, George Romney, born in Mexico. But the left will not permit you to work further because we dare question these identical issues about who the guy occupying the White House, whatever his name is.
Well, I have heard stories, and I don't know if there's any truth to it at all, but there were two homosexuals who attended the Reverend Wright's church along
yes.
the same time that Barack Obama attended, and both of them were murdered, supposedly, to keep them silent about the relationship with Barack Obama. Is there any possible truth to the
story? I think there's likely truth to it, especially because, again, Larry Sinclair wrote about this in his book, and the federal district court has just ruled that they've thrown out the defamation case against Larry. And for some reason or other, the guy who brought the case, the guys who conducted lie detector tests, kept the case going against Amazon.com, and Amazon just filed a brief in federal district court saying that they're free to publish the book because the federal district court ruled it wasn't defamatory. In other words, Amazon's basically saying the book is true.
And is the book then available?
Yes, the book is available on Amazon. Look up Larry Sinclair. I think it's Larry Sinclair and Barack Obama's the title, and it's like sex, cocaine, and whatever. That's the title of the book. It's available on Amazon.com.
Well, you would think that this would be front page on the New York Times and the Washington Post and all of our major newspapers, at least as far as a matter of interest. Certainly we can't prove it, but certainly when there's smoke, there's fire. And yet this is really, if it weren't for the it's really being blocked out, or if it weren't for the alternative media, we would never hear about this,
well,
would we?
Exactly. And also, I mean, the point is, again, more lies. That if Barack Obama's bisexual, what I mean, proclaiming his support of same-sex marriage, if homosexuality is fine with Obama, why is he hiding his own homosexuality? And this is the issue even with the body man, the guy who was the closest to Obama, Reggie Love. Reggie Love was a football player from Duke University. He was Obama's closest associate. And again, Reggie Love resigned abruptly this year from the White House when photographs of Reggie Love in teabagging situations, you know, with homosexual sex, emerged from his days, drunken days, Reggie Love as a student at Duke. And suddenly these pictures emerged. I have the pictures. And Reggie Love abruptly resigned. Now, the word always was, and the suspicion that Reggie Love was a homosexual lover of Obama, that's why he was the body man in the White House. And again, these are things that have been suppressed, and they need to be examined and explored. And from Les' point of view, who, you know, accepts homosexuality, I think the point is, why is Obama not coming out of the closet? What's he ashamed of?
Well, I think that there still is this feeling among the majority of the American people that homosexuality is wrong.
Of course. The point is, from Obama's point of view, he's lying about it all again. He's maintaining the relationship with Michelle. I mean, this whole thing with Trinity United Church was not only a radical church, a black liberation theology church, but it was openly leftist. It was open to homosexuals and lesbians. And the point was that it was commonly known in Chicago that Barack Obama was bisexual and having relationships with this Donald Young, who was the choir master. Donald Young called up and talked to Larry Sinclair. Larry Sinclair reports it in the book. And again, I remind everyone that the key issue is that the federal district court has thrown out the defamation case. It says that Larry Sinclair was not obviously lying. He had good reason to report what he reported.
Well, you know, Sidney, I have no first-hand knowledge, but I do know I was at a conference a couple of years ago, and, I usually have a table there, and a couple of fellows stopped by who announced they were from Chicago, and because this was early during the Obama administration, and one of them lowered his voice, and he says, you know, I'm from Chicago, and I will tell you, everybody in Chicago knows that Barack Obama is homosexual. And so this would tend to have confirmed this. I've never actually said this publicly before, but certainly it apparently is very widely known in Chicago.
Widely known in Chicago.
Right. And so basically, ladies and gentlemen, if this is true, we are in real trouble as a nation, and basically we have a man in the White House who has a different set of moral values. In fact, Chris, how would you possibly confirm this? Well, he recently came out and made a statement. He sees nothing wrong with certainly homosexual marriage. And then, of course, we see this picture on the front page of Newsweek magazine, and it says, with a picture of Barack Obama and the caption, America's first gay president, America's first gay, or something very, very similar to that. So our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And if you're out there in the listening audience, how do you feel about this? Do you think God is going to honor and respect and preserve a nation that has become as depraved as the United States? And why aren't our churches speaking out? That would be the question. Why isn't the Catholic Church speaking out? Why aren't the leaders of the Protestant Church speaking out? Well, of course, one reason would be that the National Associations of Evangelical Christians that had 30 million Protestant members, 30 million members, on the National Association of Evangelical Christians up until a few years ago, was headed by a man named Ted Haggard, who was a cocaine-using homosexual, and he never would have had that position if it weren't the people at the highest levels of the evangelical church in America were, of course, in sympathy with Ted Haggard, and they had to know what he was doing. And as certainly I tremble for my country when I reflect that God is just. His justice will not sleep forever. Well, let's go to Herman calling from Carmel. And if you're out there, you have a question or comment for our guest, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Herman, do you have a question for our guest?
Yes, Mr. Corsi, you're familiar with Mr. Breitbart, who met an untimely death a couple months ago when he announced that he was going to bring out some shocking things regarding Obama supposedly the day before.
Well, so, basically, he had some videos, as I remember, the curse that tied Obama into socialist. I've forgotten the exact details. Yeah, he was going to release these videos that tied Obama into this socialist conspiracy. Do you have any thoughts on that, Dr. Corsi?
Well, I spoke to Breitbart at the CPAC meeting, and I had the assumption that he was saying he was going to release these movies with the gray ponytails. I assumed it was Bill Ayers and Barack Obama at Harvard. And then when Breitbart died, the videos that were released were pretty tame. I mean, they were the videos of Obama supporting this radical leftist professor at Harvard, a law professor. And, you know, it didn't seem to meet the threshold of what Breitbart had told me he was going to do. So I've been very suspicious of Breitbart's death being a murder. I've written about it. I've investigated. I have not had time to apply myself to it 100%, but I am very suspicious of it and remain very suspicious of it. I think it should be more fully investigated.
Well, I thought it was so interesting. Apparently, Breitbart was pathology report came out, said he died of a heart attack. And then a couple of days later, after that report was released, one of the pathologists involved in the examination was poisoned with arsenic. And then
very suspicious. The whole thing is very suspicious.
And then the man who, of course, had been with Breitbart when he died, a couple of days later, he disappeared. I don't know if he's ever appeared.
We found him. We interviewed him.
Right.
He said Breitbart was a bright red color with white bands around his head. I mean, the whole thing does not sound like a heart attack.
Right.
And it's very suspicious because, you know, Breitbart had dinner at Bill Ayers' home. And, the guy he was drinking with turned out to be a Democratic Party operative. The whole thing, to me, is very suspicious and remains very suspicious.
And, of course, apparently, if you're dying of a heart attack, you may turn very pale and very blue, whereas Breitbart became intensely red. And there's so many unexplained things out there, ladies and gentlemen. But when you're living in a country where people are actively killed, nobody's ever questioned that Obama ordered the murder of this this young man in Yemen. 16-year-old boy looking for his father. He was murdered upon the order of an American president. And he has the power to do it. If he can kill him, he can kill anyone he wants to.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
When men reach 50 years of age, most of them start having prostate symptoms. So Radio Liberty is offering a specially crafted formula called Prostate Support that addresses that problem. Prostate Support contains saw palmetto, Pygium African Park, pumpkin seed oil, and other products that have been shown in European studies to be beneficial. The product sold with a money-back guarantee. Health experts use this product, so call us at 1-800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. Get a bottle of Prostate Support. That's 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. I use the product and I suggest you give it a try. Well, I guess it's been Dr. Jerome Corsi. Dr. Corsi, thank you very much for being with us.
A great honor and pleasure as usual. Thank you, Dr. Stan.
God bless. Okay, Farm Love is Dr. Jerome Corsi. Always a pleasure having him with us. And we do carry his book. Where is the birth certificate? And we may have copies of Abomination. If you want to know why, you can give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You may want to get copies of this talk this evening with Dr. Corsi, and because we've interviewed Dr. Corsi as often as he has time to be with us. You need to understand that we as a nation are in real trouble. But why are these things happening? Why? Because America has turned against God. Why did America turn against God? Well, here again, you have to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You have to watch my talk on the Forbidden Secret. You have to watch on DVD my talk on the Dark Secret. And then, of course, we have our most recent talk. It's called Population Control, the Covert Agenda. Population Control, the Covert Agenda. And I think you'll be fascinating as you begin to understand there really is a program to kill billions of people, and they've already killed several billion people here in the United States, and they intend to kill billions more, and your name and the name of your, those close to you and your family may well be on the lists that have already been prepared. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com. We hope you'll go to radioliberty.com, our webpage, and watch our DVDs. We've got a section up there with a lot of great DVDs. We have certainly a section up there where you can listen to our radio programs, 4 hours live every day, and then archive programs going back for 6 weeks. We have a section where we have our newsletters. We have another section entitled Videos Around the Internet, and we simply post there links to many videos we think are vitally important to give you some grasp of the spiritual nature of the battle in which we're engaged, because you must understand, ladies and gentlemen, behind the political, ideological, cultural, financial issues that we debate today are powerful spiritual forces, because this truly is a spiritual battle being fought on a political, ideological, cultural, financial, and educational battlefield. And we hope, of course, that you want to get our material, you want to read our material, you want to learn how to discuss our material intelligently. Because certainly we're not going to be here that much longer, but we do want you to be able to pick up and utilize what we have found. And I should, let me mention one other recent video we made. It's called The Dangerous Deception. And basically it includes probably a half an hour or 45 minutes of my interview with Mr. Norman Dodd, who is Director of Research for the Reese Committee, the only congressional committee ever allowed to investigate the tax-exempt foundations. And certainly Norman Dodd headed the research division of that investigation. And, of course, I did the interview back in 1980, but it is as timely today as it was then. And And of course, we, after you hear what Mr. Dodd said, and I will have to admit, when I interviewed him, I didn't understand a lot of what he was saying. But I've learned a lot since then, and so you'll hear about a 45-minute dissertation of me giving you an update of what I've learned during the last half century, so you don't have to make all the mistakes I did. You'll understand that communist movement was created, the Nazi movement was created. We financed the Nazis all during the Second World War. In fact, Brown Brothers Harriman, headed Sydney in large part by a man named Prescott Bush, helped to finance the Nazis. And then, of course, Alan Dulles was working closely with Heinrich Himmler, and his records have been sealed for 100 years. We can never let the American people know the truth. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. Please pray for Radio Liberty. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming here from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and well, for the next hour, we're hoping they're going to be the views of Dr. Orly Tates, of course, who ran for the United States Senate. I think she came in fourth. But what's really so interesting in this situation is that there were a lot of polls of the general population taken prior to the election, and Dr. Tates, who is a dentist, and she also has a law degree, and a really a very attractive and intelligent and articulate woman who values liberty probably more than most Americans, because, of course, she came from a foreign country. But certainly Orly Tates was actually ahead in all of the pre-election polls, and yet, of course, when the votes were counted, she was number four. And you have to ask yourself, can we depend upon the vote count? And, you know, because we can talk all we want to about elections, but do they rig the elections? And I will tell you, if we have electronic voting machines, there's not one of them that cannot be easily rigged. And, of course, we have no means, we're not allowed to check them, and we do not know whether they're being rigged or not. We do know that in the past they've been rigged. We do know that people have admitted rigging them. We do know that in the election that was held in the year 2008, in the state of Ohio, which actually determined what happened, there were a number of people who went to prison for rigging the votes there. But you never heard about that. But it was because of the outcome of that voting in Ohio that George W. Bush became the president. I think John Kerry actually won. I think the majority of people did not want George W. Bush. But I think they simply rigged that election, as they rigged many elections in America. But nobody's allowed to talk about this. You're not supposed to talk about it. You're supposed to say, we have honest elections in America. Of course, in other countries, they rig the elections. But here in America, why, of course, are honest elections? And I don't believe that for 1 minute. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And basically, it doesn't look like we have a guest on the line, so it's going to be open lines. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. We hope you give us a call, and we'll talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. We can talk about the evidence that we've seen in the past where they've rigged the elections, and why should we think that they wouldn't rig elections? They have killed 1 million people over in Iraq because they lied to the American people about the weapons of mass destruction in Iraq, and 1 million people were killed. Why would we think they would hesitate 1 minute to rig our elections here in the United States? We're dealing with evil and corrupt people, and because you listened to our program in the last hour, and all the strange things that have happened under the current leadership of Barack Obama, but it didn't start with Barack Obama. We have corruption at every level of our nation because this nation is turned against God. We've taken God and prayer and the Ten Commandments and concepts of right and wrong and morality out of our schools. Should we be surprised at all that we have a corrupt society and that they would rig the elections? Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. We're going to do open lines, and right now we have Ed from Aptos. We'll be back in just a moment.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients or the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 and the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Vitamin and Plant-Derived Mineral Complex, one bottle of Bone and Joint Enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus Essential Fatty Acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, our regularly scheduled guest, Dr. Harvey Tate, who ran for Senate and said he has been working very hard to actually prove that Barack Obama is not an American citizen. Dr. Arlie Tates, an extremely talented and articulate woman. We'd hope to have her as a guest this evening, but she's not here. So we do have open lines. It's 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295, and we'll talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. But one of the real problems we have is that as a nation, we have lost our moral foundation. And certainly you cannot have a moral nation when the churches have turned their back on God. Certainly many of our churches have embraced abortion. Many of our churches have embraced divorce and will no longer speak out against divorce. And certainly they can justify divorce, and they can certainly justify all sorts of immoral activity. I was reading just before I came onto the program that some Catholic sister had written a book in which she, of course, was of, and this is a nun, writing about justifying a divorce and abortion and masturbation and, I mean, and remarriage after, I mean, at one time the Catholic Church stood for strong morality, and yet these dark and sinister forces have infiltrated the Catholic Church and the Protestant Church and every other aspect of our society. And I'm not saying every Protestant church embraces these things, but some of them do. And of course, almost all of our churches now have the bongo drums and the guitars and the drums. And of course, how many of our churches today still have hymns? And certainly how many of our hymns are sung are ready to glorify God and not simply with the beat of the music, of the modern music, and of course how many of our ministers still wear a suit and a white shirt and tie, and if you have a minister that does that, just be thankful for him, because so many of our ministers are of a much more casual attitude towards God. Not one of respect, but, well, we just all want to get along together, and we want to feel comfortable. And after all, really, it doesn't matter that you don't dress up to come to church. You don't have to show respect for God. The reason I wear a white shirt and tie and a suit is because I want to show my respect for God. But we see this not certainly being practiced in churches all across America today. We've got Susan calling from Santa Cruz, California. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And give us a call. It's open lines. We'll talk about whatever you want to. Hi, Susan. How are we doing?
Hi there. Doing pretty good. Apparently, in the election in Santa Cruz County, Santa Cruz has the highest percentage of Ron Paul voters in California.
I was so pleased to hear that. What was the actual figure, do you know?
I could probably get on votes count right now and check it out.
Somebody told me it was 15%. Somebody else told me it was 25%.
Well, last time I checked, it was 24%.
I think that is amazing. And, you know, I think it reflects the hard work of a lot of our people. The fact that certainly we have a radio station, I'm not talking about our little radio station, but the fact that KSCO is actually allowing both sides to be heard. They put on the Alex Jones program, and I really think that we are indeed fortunate here in Santa Cruz to be able to get information out. Certainly you're not going to get the truth in the local newspaper, but even some of our little throwaway newspapers are excellent and carry honest articles, which you don't find in many other areas. Mm-hmm. Go right ahead, Susan.
Yeah, I'm looking at the results on votescount.com. You go to their homepage, and then it has the unofficial election results to click on the homepage, and it says Ron Paul, 23.46%. And some other places of meetups in California, Ron Paul meetups, are calling us and asking us how we did it. I think a lot of canvassing, but also a lot of freeway overpass banner waves. And that's like a lot of free public relations that the media can't black out. So So it's a direct to the public kind of communication. So.
Well, the thing is, of course, that I think that whoever with the Ron Paul campaign put this statement out that he was not going to be campaigning anymore, and the inference was he was giving up. That, of course, I think crushed the spirits of a lot of people. But I believe this with all my heart and soul, that the campaign was infiltrated. There were people working within the public relations department, and I personally talked to these people. Mm-hmm. It was very obvious that these people were not on Ron Paul's side.
Wow.
They were doing everything they could to keep him from being heard by the audience who would support him, not only electorally, but financially. And certainly, we talked to people at the Alex Jones program. They repeatedly tried to get Ron onto their program during the last 3 or 4 months of the campaign, and there was no way the Ron Paul campaign would allow that. The same thing with my ministry, the same thing with other people's ministries who wanted to get Ron Paul on. And they wouldn't allow it. And I'm talking about the big television programs. I was told today that somebody had a prominent television program here in California. They were willing to put Ron on.
Wow.
And here, instead of talking to a few hundred people, he'd be talking really to tens of thousands of people.
Right.
And he was blocked by the people in his public relations department. And that's
wow.
how you neutralize a candidate. Now, I've been at this, as you know, for 50 years,
mm-hmm.
and I've seen this time and time yeah. again, where, of course, when good political candidates, somebody is working, and where do you put people
mm-hmm.
in a campaign when you want to destroy it? You put them into public relations.
Mm-hmm.
And I personally talked to the number one man in the United States in public relations for the Ron Paul campaign. And you can just tell by the hesitancy in this
yeah.
young man's voice that he had no intention of allowing Ron Paul to have access to a large conservative audience who would vote for him and who would help to finance his campaign. So you have to ask yourself why, and I have no questions at all. And that is because that campaign was infiltrated.
Mm-hmm.
And yet if you go up at Google in that thought, you know, Ron Paul's campaign was infiltrated, you'll find only about 5 references, and 2 of them are references to my remarks.
Interesting. It's very concerning. And we're also trying to make sure we check the vote here. And I wanted to let you know, and I sent you an email about the links to this, YouTube video of Dr. K doing an exit poll. And there's another one, LibertyUSAPAC.com exit poll. That could probably bring it up.
Well, basically, what did the exit polls say? Because this is how you can figure out whether or not they're rigging the election. We do know time and time again. For instance, in the year 2008, the exit polls all across America in the presidential election corresponded with the vote that was taken, except in the state of Ohio, and that was the pivotal state.
Right.
And there, of course, John Kerry won hands down. But when they counted the vote, why, of course, George W. Bush became the president.
Mm-hmm.
So this is how the situation is rigged. Exit polls are so important. What did you learn about the exit polls on this last election?
Well, all I know right now is that one of our people was just out there for a few hours, from 3 o'clock to 5 o'clock in the afternoon, and got 16 people to say they voted for Ron Paul. And the precinct is showing 15. And it's preliminary. I wouldn't jump to conclusions yet, but it looks like they have less than her in a 13-hour period than she has in a 5-hour period. So we're going to look into that. But what we did find out is there's another way do exit polls rather than just standing there all day long. And that is, you can do it afterwards by calling people and asking them if they want to sign an affidavit.
Right.
That's who they voted for. So, not too late.
Right. Well, because basically this is what we're going to have to do, and then we're going to have people down there working at the voting office. And I said, we need to be able to look at those machines that count the votes. I personally think we should have a hand count in every certainly precinct.
Right.
And then, of course, we should take them down if they want to count them by hand there, count them by machine. But you would correlate what happens at the local level and then what happens at the county level. And I will tell you that basically there are people working in the voting departments who are there to rig the votes.
Yeah.
Why? Because it doesn't matter how people vote that counts. It's who counts the votes that counts.
Right.
And I know here in Santa Cruz we've had subversive elements working right there in this was some years ago when I certainly was involved much more intimately than I am today. But they were working right there in the voting office, and they worked for the company that went around and picked up the ballots from the various precincts and brought them down so they could be counted by the machine. These people are so dedicated to the destruction of America. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. If you're out there in the audience, give us a call. We'd love to hear from you. Go ahead, Susan.
Well, we're still looking into it, and they do a hand count here to verify, but they only do 1% of the precincts. So anybody can validate that. They can go down there tomorrow and watch that part of the hand count, but it certainly is not 100% of the precinct.
Well, that should be counted at the precinct level, and
yes,
that should be taken down and recounted. We need to have honest elections if we're going to have preserve our freedom. But there are people who want to give the impression it's all up on the board.
Right.
All throughout the rest of the world, because they rigged the election, but that would never happen here. And I'd say, why not? We've turned against God.
Right. I hope people stay on their toes. Thank you, Dr.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Through his research as a veterinarian, Dr. Joel Wallach discovered that most health problems afflicting livestock can be prevented and even reversed. Many of these same health challenges also occur in humans. These too can be prevented and reversed. Doc's original formula, called the pig arthritis formula, alleviated all arthritis symptoms in animals. The same basic formula has been developed for humans, called the pig pack, which includes plant-derived minerals, a multiple vitamin complex, glucogel, and EFAs. Add to that Longevity's OsteoFX Plus, a proprietary blend of liquid calcium, magnesium, and glucosamine. Now you have the Pig Pack Plus to make up the 90 essential nutrients Dr. Wallach has identified as necessary for sustained good health and longevity.
For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. 703-970-9796, or you can order on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. It's open lines. Our anticipated guest, Orly Tates, is not with us, so give us a call. We'd love to talk about whatever you'd like to. We have Herman on the line, certainly, and he was just talking about what happened in his country, Germany, where the good people did nothing. They sat back. They said he wanted the stability that Adolf Hitler gave, and he did bring stability. And he did talk about pride in country, and he did talk about the injustice of the Treaty of Versailles, and he did talk about the reuniting Germany, which had been petitioned by the Treaty of Versailles, and they'd taken Austria away from Germany, and they'd taken the Sudetenland, a part of Czechoslovakia, away from Germany, and they'd certainly taken part of Poland away from Germany, and the Treaty of Versailles was totally unjust. And Adolf Hitler was going to remedy the insult and injustice to Adolf Hitler. But what most people don't understand is that the people in Great Britain and the people at the highest levels in the United States were working with the Nazis. And there were 100 American corporations in Germany building the weapons that the Nazis would use, certainly against the English, against the France, and then, of course, during the American forces at Normandy and the Battle of the Bulge. And we're talking about General Motors. We're talking about Ford. We're talking about General Electric. We're talking about AT&T. We're talking about certainly Exxon. We're talking certainly about many of our major banks, all involved in financing and the Nazis and building the weapons for them that would be used to kill American boys. And the fact that nobody will discuss this it simply reflects the degree of control that exists over what the American people think. But you must read the books written by Professor Sutton, Tony Sutton, who was a personal friend. But all the documentation is there. The books written by John Loftus, which we carry, like America's Nazi Secret and the Secret War Against the Jews. The books by Charles Higham about trading with the enemy. You need to hear our 4-tape set about the best enemies money could buy. You need to hear our watch our DVD, The Best Enemies Money Could Buy, and read the book, The Best Enemies Money Could Buy, to understand how we created and financed the Nazi movement, just as we have created and financed the terrorist movement, which we are supposedly aligned against today. All 50 members of Al-Qaeda over there in Afghanistan, we got a 500,000 men lined up against 50 members of Al-Qaeda. And if you doubt what I say, please go onto your computer and type in Leon Panetta in your search engine, Leon Panetta, Afghanistan, 50 members, Al-Qaeda. Leon Panetta, Afghanistan, 50 members of Al-Qaeda, and then give us a call and see what comes up. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. It's open lines, ladies and gentlemen. Give us a call. Herman, your thoughts.
Some years ago, I was privileged to be in Israel, and in Jerusalem, I visited the Vad Yashem Memorial, which is a huge museum with many remnants of the Holocaust and all that went on in Nazi-occupied Europe. And there's a huge bookstore there with many things available. But conspicuously missing was the, at that time, brand-new book, well, it's been out for a couple of years, called IBM and the Holocaust. It was published in this country in English, almost 900 pages long, showing and detailing how the IBM Corporation, which was doing work, had plants in Germany before World War II, how they separated the company into a separate unit, and then the Nazis used the calculator tabulator machines, which were developed by IBM for voting records, and used them to catalog the Jews and others, millions of others who were taken into the camps. At the end of the war, they collected their profits, the many millions, through Switzerland, and then reconstituted IBM in Germany. But it's a very sad tale, and something that is being avoided.
And there's so many things that are avoided today. Very few Americans know about Operation Paperclip, where we simply brought over 1,000 of the Nazi terrible war criminals to America and gave them comfortable jobs. How we brought so many of the war criminals, those killed 2 million Jews in Belarus, we brought them to New Jersey, that's covered in America's Nazi Secret, and how we allowed 50 to 100,000.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done, get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today, 800-544-8927, 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap, it's a miracle.
Do you have a chronic disease that has devastated your life? If you do, you should contact the Invita Clinics. Their therapies can reduce the devastating side effects of chronic fatigue, heart disease, Lyme disease, fibromyalgia, and other persistent illnesses. Their experienced team is committed to setting a new standard in patient care. They're dedicated to bringing you the best of what's available in cutting-edge medical science. If I've stirred your interest, consider calling Invita at 866-830-4576. Or better yet, investigate their website at Invita.com. That's Envita.com. Or 866-830-4576. Invita at 866-830-4576. Invita.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Longevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement,
reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. Our regularly scheduled guest didn't show up, and so it's just kind of you and me, ladies and gentlemen. If you're out there across America, give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But people have forgotten, you know, that at the end of the Second World War, we had all those trials against those wicked Nazis, you know. We took them to Nuremberg. Ladies and gentlemen, that was all show business. Basically, of course, we brought 1,000 vicious Nazi war criminals to America. Many of them worked with our space a program. That Wernher von Braun was a Nazi war criminal. People certainly involved in other aspects of the Nazi extermination had other jobs here, about 1,000 of them, and many of them worked within, certainly within psychological warfare, establishing the programs that have been used to control the minds of the American people. Other people worked certainly in developing chronic diseases, so many of which affect the American people today. And then, of course, there were about between somewhere between 10 and 50,000 Nazis who were helped to escape to South America in something called the RAT line, R-A-T. Now, fortunately, of course, you can go up on the Internet and you can look these things up. You don't have to accept my word for it. Look up the RAT line, because the RAT line was sponsored by the MI6, by the cell, a satanic cell within the Vatican, and by initially the OSS and then by the CIA to facilitate the escape of between 10 and 50,000 Nazis. How could that have happened? And nobody knows. Let me just ask you a simple question. How could it be that the Jewish agencies, Jewish groups which were out there, and of course what they were doing was trying to track down the vicious Nazis, they could only find 2 in all of South America, Klaus Barbie and Adolf Eichmann? Have you ever stopped and asked that question? How could they only find 2? We know that there were thousands of them down there. Why? Because there were special deals made behind the scenes that, of course, Nelson Rockefeller, and this story is told in 4 tapes that we have entitled the War Against the Jews. But Nelson Rockefeller told the Jews that they could either have the votes from the South American countries and establish the State of Israel, or they could go after the Jews, but they couldn't do both of them. And the Jewish leaders decided they would leave the Nazis there and they would get the votes to establish the State of Israel. And so the information is there. You need to help us get it out. Well, right now, let's go to, we have Abel calling from Ohio. Hi, Abel. How are we doing?
My brother, Stan, God bless you. Again, I'm enjoying your program every night since the last 5 years. And I've been recommending other people to listen to you guys.
Well, thank you so very much. Go ahead.
Yes, my brother. I was just going to share something that has been happening to me in the last month. I've been praying to the Lord even more, you know, when I see the situation of the war and what is happening in Europe and in the USA, you know, a president that he thinks he's now more open-minded just by becoming pro-homosexual, pro-gay. And all those things happening, you know. And I found this word in the book of Amos, chapter 2, that the Lord judged other people, the Moabites, the Philistines, that he also judges Judah and Israel. Many of the characteristics that I see in Judah and Israel in the book of Amos, I see now in America, in our America, my brother. Violence and greed. Sin. From a people that used to know the word of God and has turned away turned their back from the Lord. They used to go to church. Many of them are religious, but not born again. People with the love of God in their hearts and the fear of the Lord before their eyes.
And I think that's the most important thing, Abel. We need the fear of the Lord. We need respect for the Lord. We need to hold him in awe and respect. And we don't do it anymore. He's just, he's sort of like a big brother. We can just talk to him anytime we want to. Well, because I do talk to the Lord, and I'm sure you do as well. But I do it from the point of view of awe and respect, rather from the casual attitude, because they've changed the very nature of God. And we've removed any concept of the fear of God from our churches today. God bless you, and I think you're right. I think that America's going to pay a terrible price for having turned against the God of the Bible, from whom all blessings come. God bless, and thanks very much.
God bless you.
Let's go to Bill is calling from Tri-Cities. Again, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. It's open lines. Would like to know what you'd like to talk about. Hi, Bill. How are we doing?
I'm fine. I was wondering if you thought that... you were talking about the Vatican rat lines and how these war criminals were spirited off through the Catholic Church. And I actually read that they were given Vatican passports. And I'm wondering if you think that there is actually an underground Nazi movement that could try to take over the United States from within, because there are a lot of there's some people that have posited that, at least that theory. I mean, I'm not trying to say this or that like a rumor, but there really are people that think that chemical companies are involved, various parts of the military are involved in possibly bringing a Fourth Reich into the United States at some point.
Well, I think that basically people have to understand the Nazi movement was just part of this whole worldwide conspiracy we talk about. We give it many names. We can call it communism. We can call it Nazism. We can call it whatever we want to. There is a movement out there intent upon bringing about a one world government. It's made up of evil people, and they all have a common goal, a common denominator. They want to bring about a one world government. They want to bring about a one-world financial system. They want to bring about a one-world ruler, and of course, this is what it's all about. And it's only a matter of time before it is imposed upon us. I'm sure that they're certainly that everything is in place now. They have a timetable. I think it's going to involve a collapse of our economy. I think it's going to collapse, involved another major war and some horrible, horrible complications and the massive deaths. I think but I don't know what the timetable is, but there's not a lot of difference between Nazism and communism and socialism and Marxism. They are all total government control over the lives of the people. Does that answer your question?
Reinhard Galen, he was one of the Nazis that the CIA that Dulles and the intelligence community, they used him, and I think he was actually flown back into the United States in a military uniform of the United States. And he oversaw the first special operations unit.
Well, you're speaking, of course, of Dr. General Galen. He was really in charge of Adolf Hitler's Nazi movement. And, of course, when America was victorious, he convinced the Americans. He was really, of course, anti-German, and he was employed then by the United States for a time. And then he took over charge of Germany's anti-Nazi movement. But Galen was always part and parcel of this whole internationalist movement. He tried to give the impression he was certainly on the side of freedom. He never was. Galen certainly was a master technician who deceived everyone, but his ultimate goal was the establishment of this one-world authoritarian dictatorship under what I believe is to be the Antichrist. Anything else, Bill?
The only other thing is, intelligence connection with Nazis post-World War II is, it just shows that this all could be a big plan. You know, the way that I read Galen about him, though, is that he actually oversaw the special operations of the U.S. Army.
Well, he oversaw not the operations of the Army, but the intelligence having to do with Europe. Not the entire America, but certainly having to do with America's anti-communist monitoring after the Second World War. And then, of course, he took over Germany's anti-communist intelligence. And he had agents all throughout Russia. They were Nazis. And certainly they just simply continued working for him. He had a vast intelligence network.
And he was involved with NATO.
Right, sure.
Yeah. So, yeah, basically, that shouldn't have been going on. So,
but you have
there
to
isn't any leftovers of that still creep into the United States.
Basically, Bill, to understand this, let me suggest a little book. It's called The Power Elite and the Secret Nazi Plan by a good friend, Dr. Dennis Cuddy. The Power Elite and the Secret Nazi Plan, it's a very small little book, but it's got a great deal of information in there, and it goes a great deal into General Galen. It goes into the fact that Alan Dulles, of course, who's stationed in Switzerland during the war, Alan Dulles would later become head of the CIA, but he was actually working very closely with Heinrich Himmler. And, of course, we can't let the American people know that, which is why the papers of Heinrich Himmler and the FBI files on Heinrich Himmler have been sealed for 100 years. Why for 100 years? Because the last thing they want for the American people to learn is the fact that Heinrich Himmler did not die during the Second World War. Heinrich Himmler was working very closely with key people in the American government, as were other high Nazis, and the war was as phony as a $3 bill, and we were actively working and building the weapons for the Nazis so they would be able to kill our boys and give the impression there was a war going on, just as today we're financing Al-Qaeda and the Taliban so we can have a war, so we can justify increased control over the lives of the American people. That's what's really going on today, Bill. Anything else?
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, just the way that Obama now says that all military-age males in these various countries shall be assassinated via signature strike. He doesn't even have to know what they're hearing, who they are, what their names are. From what it sounds like, they're just looking at everything on these big teleconference video screens and actually going through biographies all over the screen and through various cards of what also amounts to teenagers. And they're just continuing these assassination programs. It doesn't really sound that different from what was going on in Vietnam, you know, with those assassinations.
Well, you're talking about, of course, Operation Phoenix. No, I don't think they're going to be assassinating a lot of young people here in the United States, at least not at the present time. But
well, but I mean, they are over there.
Oh, over there, certainly they can. And an awful lot of people are dying. And they're saying, hey, look, thanks very much for calling. We're going to go to Ron, who's calling from Wisconsin. Again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And Ron, did you have a question or comment?
Yes, I just caught the very end of Dr. Sorcy. Was he talking about Barack Obama and his being a homosexual? I just caught the very end.
Yes, at least there are many stories out there. Basically, okay. There's a book recently that was published by a homosexual who said that he had had several homosexual encounters with Barack Obama. And this man was sued for libel. Now, not necessarily on this homosexual bit, but on other statements he'd made there. And the judge has thrown out the indictment of this gentleman. And Amazon is publishing the book again. that the book goes into the fact that there were several homosexuals in Reverend Wright's church who had at least it was said to have had homosexual encounters with Barack Obama, who were killed under mysterious circumstances. And, of course, the question is, were they killed? Because, of course, they knew too much. I certainly also mentioned that I've been told by people from Chicago that everybody in Chicago knows that Barack Obama is homosexual. I do not know that's true. It's just what I've been told by individuals I've run into from Chicago. But I think this gives us a certainly reason for concern. Anything else you want to ask about?
Yes. Who were some of the other companies during World War II that made financial gains working with Germany against the U.S.? IBM was mentioned.
Well, basically, of course, there was a General Motors. There was General Electric. There was Ford. There was, of course, IBM and AT&T. There were about 100 of them, and they're listed in Professor Sutton's book, Wall Street and the Rise of Hitler. Wall Street and the Rise of Hitler. They're also listed in John Loftus's book, which we carry, America's Nazi Secret. And I personally found when I went to Colonel House's papers at Yale, a letter from Ambassador William Dodd to Colonel House, 1936, asking, why are 100 American corporations here in Germany building weapons for the Nazis, building weapons for the Germans, but nobody wants a war? There's no profit to be made because of exchange controls. And if you want a copy of that letter, we'll be glad to send it to you. If you simply call us at 1-800-544-8927. But if you want the other books I mentioned, certainly Professor Sutton's book on Wall Street and Third Reich, I guess it is, and America's Nazi Secret. We have those books as well. Okay?
Okay. Are you familiar, too, with Henry Spock's quote back in 1957, I believe it was? Spock, his name was.
What did he say?
Give us a man, whether he be God or the devil, and we will follow him. Talking for Europe.
Well, I wouldn't be at all surprised. The thing is that people are just so naive. And
right.
What we need, of course, is get people to think and to understand the powerful spirits, the spiritual forces that are really in charge of both of our political parties, making mockery out of the two-party system and our electoral process.
Right. And of course, that would fit into being the Antichrist today for Europe looking for him.
You're absolutely right.
Thank you very much.
God bless. Okay, and we have Jim calling from Wisconsin, and we'll be talking to him in just a moment. And, of course, we ask you to pray for America, to pray for the Bible. We'll be back in just a moment to wrap up tonight's program.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and
I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
When men reach 50 years of age, most of them start having prostate symptoms. So Radio Liberty is offering a specially crafted formula called Prostate Support that addresses that problem. Prostate Support contains saw palmetto, Pygium African bark, pumpkin seed oil, and other products that have been shown in European studies to be beneficial. The product sold with a money-back guarantee. Health experts use this product, so call us at 1-800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. Get a bottle of Prostate Support. That's 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. I use the product and I suggest you give it a try. Well, this is Dr. Stan. We just had Jim calling us from Wisconsin. He's very upset about Agenda 21 with good justification. He's mentioning there's a House resolution. It's called 570. I'm not sure. 525, it looks like, but House resolution 525. But certainly, if you'd like more information about Agenda 21, we have material we've gotten from Michael Shaw, who is certainly our expert on this. And you need to understand what Agenda 21 is. We have a 4-tape set on Agenda 21. You need to get it. You need to watch it. We have a new DVD on Agenda 21, which, of course, is done by Michael Shaw, and then, of course, we have several of the treatises he's written, and they're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. What is Agenda 21? It is the secret agenda for the 21st century, the secret agenda of the people of great wealth who hate America and want to destroy our way of life. They want to transfer the wealth of this country to other countries. You can read about this. We have a syllabus. It's called Agenda 21, the Covert Plan. It goes with the talk I gave this last weekend conspiracy conference. But the syllabus gives you a copy of Agenda 21. It's published by the United Nations. It gives you a summary of the writings from the Global Biodiversity Assessment, the Earth Charter, the material, of course, from the Georgia Guidestones, and then, of course, you'll have the exact text of what I said. But the purpose of Agenda 21 is to destroy the infrastructure of the United States and to impoverish the American people and to kill off the majority of the people in the world. And I simply put forward a little mnemonic. They want to wreck our society. W is for it's a worldwide movement. R is they want to destroy religion. E, they want to destroy our economy. C, they want to destroy our currency. And K, they want to kill billions of people. They've already killed several billion people. And they want to kill billions more. And you say, that's crazy. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're not dealing with rational people. There's another mnemonic there. It's agenda. And that is, of course, for the agonizing, certainly realignment of America. It goes along with the wretching transformation. This is the agonizing transformation of America. It's part of a program called Creative Destruction. What is creative destruction? Well, before you can create the new society that the elite want, you've got to destroy the old one. A, G, agenda, that's for genocide. E is for the destruction of the economy. N is they want a new world order. D is they want to destroy America as we know it. And A, finally, is that they are following an ancient plan. And there really is this ancient plan. It's been around for literally thousands of years. And if you suddenly read my treatise, and it's there in this Agenda 21 syllabus, it's available by calling 1-800-544-8927, where you'll actually see what they really plan to do. And that is, they want a one-world government, they want a one-world financial system, they want to destroy Christianity, and they want to install a one-world ruler. So you need to get our four-tape set on Agenda 21. You need to get Michael Shaw's excellent DVD on Agenda 21, and you'll certainly want to get our syllabus on Agenda 21. Our telephone number again, 1-800-544-8927. And we ask you, of course, to pray for America. We ask you to pray for revival. We ask you to pray for our leaders and our ministers. But please pray for our ministry, Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection. If you're in a position to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters or to advertise with us, we'd love to hear from you. And we'll be back in just tomorrow at the same time. Until then, may the Lord be with you.
As we raise our voices in a solemn prayer, God bless America, land that I love, stand beside her.
You're tuned to the Global Star Radio Network. Thanks for listening.